What is going on, everyone? So today is episode 2, still season 3. You know, I think we are in the clear as far as getting the new intro going. I had to find someone to actually, you know, record it. Should I say record? Oh well, I say record. So that means that it is going to be me on the intro. I'm doing something different and I'm excited about it. But for right now, you guys, just give me some time. Right now, we're just going to start the podcast off right away. No intro. We are not trying to go through the troubles of getting things taken down. So let's just get into it. Season 3, episode 2 of Solo Chats in full effect, starting right now. So with this new season, I wanted like the whole email thing to be put into a different email where I didn't have to pay for it, because the last one I was paying for it and we went almost a whole year without the podcast. So it's like, why am I paying for this, you know, thing every month and I'm not even, you know, not on air, but like recording. So remember, you guys, the new email is solochatspodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to tweet us or tweet me at solochats on Twitter. I have to change, like update the picture and everything. Oh my gosh. I know y'all just heard that my microphone fell. Again, I'm just trying to kind of be a little bit more open rather than editing so much or feeling like, oh my gosh, Prasad, I hear you breathing so much. When I'm going back editing things, I just get so down on myself about what I did or what I said, so I edited it out previously. But now the microphone just fell right in my lap, so we're gonna just ride with it and, you know, continue on talking. My Twitter, I try to update the picture and everything, but it didn't do it last time, so I'm going to remember to do it today, right, when I get done recording. Also, what else was I going to say? I also want to say this, because one of my cousins said that when I had posted, like, the screenshots of my new season, it had showed that, like, my new picture and everything, it looked like I had a photo shoot. No, those are pictures that I just took, and it's just, like, edited into a banner, just like how season 2 was. Season 1 didn't have my face, but they're just edited, that's all. It's not like I just did a photo shoot for this new season. It was just an edited picture. So make sure you guys follow the Twitter, if you want to have questions sent in or anything about, you know, ads, email at the new email. And I think it's time to move on to the next subject. So something that I wanted to speak about was how first season I had merch, and my second season I carried the first season merch over to that season. I discontinued the whole hoodies and pants and the t-shirts, just because I really, looking back at it now, I really did not like the design. And I think I just kind of said, well, let's hurry up and put something out. And you know, even though it's not my full capacity of what I know I can do, or is that the right word? Whatever. I just knew it wasn't my best work and I approved of it. And I didn't have many sales. I think I had maybe like 12 in the past 2 years. But even so, I'm grateful. Thank you to the Solo Chat viewers who, you know, did purchase the Solo Chat merch. You have limited edition merch that will never, ever see the light of day again, just because I wasn't so confident in it. I have it myself. Do I like my hoodie? Yeah. But I don't think it really represents Solo Chats with a diamond. Like, the whole first season diamond kind of theme was just not, it just didn't seem like me. So, it is discontinued, but I did find a new manufacturer and I did send in, like, you know, my whole idea of the colors, and I don't want to say too much, but it's a China, I was about to say Chinese, it's a China manufacturer, so it's been a lot of, you know, communicating at night because they're daytime when we're night, and I'm hoping that the season three merch will be, hopefully I get my sample probably within the next week. But once I do, and if it's all good and it looks right, and I feel in my heart that it's something that I would want my business to be I would want to be represented by, then it'll be out. But it's also not going to be on the Selomo website, because the Selomo website is rebranding into a whole nother thing as well. It's a lot going fucking on right now. Like, I'm literally trying to maintain so much. So just be patient with me. It'll be its own site, or it'll have its own link to an affiliate site to where, you know, maybe I can sell it off of something else. Maybe Amazon. I don't know. But I don't want to have it on the Selomo anymore, just because of it hit me with tax reasons. Like, when I had to do my taxes, it was a little weird. But anyways, new Solo Chats merch coming very soon for season three. And I think I might in some time probably do something else. Like, it's just going to be t-shirt, hoodie. It's not even going to have the pants. Just t-shirt and hoodie. But I really should have just took off the hoodie, because it's about to be summertime. But whatever. Just look out for it, because it is coming. Last thing I want to talk about before we get into the show is something that I'm very happy about. So it hasn't been a week yet. It's been a few days, I think like 5, maybe 4 days since episode 1 was released. And just today, I hit 200 views on episode 1. And that is so great. Like, I'm so happy, because coming into this again after almost a year, and then like my episodes aren't even up anymore from season 2. I'm just so grateful. Like, that is amazing. So thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for, there's a poll on Spotify. I haven't checked it, but I did get a notification that someone did, you know, answer on the poll. Thank you for, you know, rating my show. I'm just so happy and grateful. So 200 views today. On episode 1, hopefully by the time episode 2 hits, you know, we'll be at 400, or who knows. But either way, I'm just grateful, and thank you for subscribing and following on all the platforms that my show is being played on. I'm just so happy, so thank you guys. So for today, I just want to also throw out that I am recording my podcast in a apartment. So I'm trying to, I have like set up, you know, I have the little, I don't know if you can hear that, but the fence, the insulation board, but that's not 100% effective. I have a ceiling fan on right now. Can you hear it? I don't know if you can. And I keep my air on 66. So, you know, let's just act like we don't hear anything. I know you can hear me, so we're just going to act like, you know, we don't hear something blown in the background. So for the second episode, I didn't want to bring Reddit reads in and just, you know, read those for the whole time. Actually, I really don't have many Reddit reads, but I wanted to get on a topic of social media today, because someone who has, you know, been trying to push myself out there on social media as far as marketing with Solo Mode, or even with this podcast, Solo Chats, and other things, it's been very, 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 very hard. I think right now social media is just so saturated that it's hard to kind of stand out from someone else, because when you do something, then it's like, damn, this person did it first. And I feel like I'm a very creative person. Well, I wouldn't say very, but I feel like I'm a creative person. I wouldn't say very creative, but I would say I'm creative enough to come up with an idea that I know people aren't just thinking of right away. But it's like, I hold myself back from doing it. And then eventually someone becomes Purcell smart and they do it before me. And it's like, damn, now I'm not doing that. So I got to think of something else. And that's how I think I hold myself back with ideas and content. When I was putting out my solo mode brand, I don't have many followers. I don't have followers at all, really, on any of my social sites. So it's just, you know, people that I know, like grew up with, or family, friends. But yeah, that part is a whole different topic. But it was just hard for me to put myself out there because I was relying on these people who I grew up with or who are related to me to support me when they're not where the money is. The money is in the people that you don't know from a can of paint. The money is from the people who are across the world, not the world, but across the country, you know, in New York or in Texas or LA, you know, in these different states and cities that you don't even know, and they don't know you, but they're just interested in what you are offering. That's where the money is. And it's not about the money, I know, but, you know, money is what pays the bill. So in a way, that's what you have to think of. And it would just always like make me feel so angry. Like I'm mad at myself for how angry I was that people weren't supporting me. And it's okay because I'm moving in a different direction. And I have to tell myself, hey, it's okay that, you know, your family isn't buying or whatever. And I'm not saying that I didn't have family or friends who brought from my site, but it's just I had a higher expectation for people who I thought would be there to support me. But hey, you can't hold things against people. I honestly feel like, hey, and this is my opinion, I feel like jealousy puts in a big part of people's support. Not necessarily like just like that spiteful jealous, but you know, some people might be at a point where they wish they were doing what you were doing, so they would just rather not support you because they don't want to see you move further. And I don't hold that against anyone because I know that that's what comes with the territory of being, you know, the mogul that I want to be in life. I know that right now I have family and friends who love and support me from the back. And I know when a year from now, when I'm way further and way at a better advanced place than I'm at, you know, ever in my life, some of those people are going to trickle away because they're not going to be happy that I'm doing better with my life. They're not. And that's okay. That's all right. I don't think it's no love lost. I think maybe it's just a mental thing. Maybe it's just, you know, something that you are dealing with within yourself. Maybe you're just insecure. And I think that played a big part with my business because I don't know anyone who is or was doing what I'm doing. And that's a problem in a whole different story. Because it shouldn't just be one person. And I feel like I'm rambling, but I'm also kind of deflecting because I know that people can feel hit by me. They really do. A lot of people feel hit about the things that I say, and they take it to be, oh, Purcell's being funny, or I'm being, quote, messy. But nah, like, not a lot of people are doing what I'm doing, and that's not me being cocky. I'm remaining humble because hell, it's been hard, and I have not been successful 100% of the time. I haven't even been successful 75%. I probably can go down and say I haven't been successful at it 50%, but I've been trying, and that's what I feel like it means the most, is that I'm trying and I'm not giving up, and I'm not letting, you know, me not making it to my quota affect me. I'm not the type of person to not try to bring somebody up with me. So everyone would be lying if they said that I've never gave them, you know, support in saying, hey, if you want to start a business, start a business. I'll help you. I'll be the first to help you. This is how I did this. If someone says that I have not done that, they are lying. And I'm not going to say everyone's going to say that because I haven't had that conversation with everyone. But the people that I know who have the potential, I've had conversations with. I've had conversations with my cousin. I've had conversations with my aunt. I've had conversations with my mother. And you know, those type of people, you know, I know they'll you know, they doing their own thing too. But it goes further, honestly. And it's just something that you might not be able to help. People aren't going to like when you are winning. And that's okay. Family, friend, enemy, whoever. There's people who are not going to like you succeeding. And they're going to prey on your downfall. They're going to wish you fail. Or they're going to wish that they got closer to you before you took off. So therefore they could say, hey, I knew this person. I know this person. But it's okay. I hold no grudges. I hold no hate. This goes back into me talking about supporting my podcast and my business. I have more people that I just do not know, genuinely strangers, who support my podcast than the people who I thought would. And that is fine with me because they're the people who are running. You know, they're the ones that are running this podcast. They're helping me continue on because I'm making some type of difference in someone. It might not be, you know, my brothers and sisters, my uncles, aunts, nieces, nephews, whatever. But I'm making an effect and a change in someone else's life. And I think that makes it even better because I don't even know this person, but I'm changing their lives. I'm giving them some type of motivation to go on and know that they're not alone or that they have the strength to do it even when they feel like they don't. I'm doing that. Yep, me. So, just to clear that off, that was in no form at all. And I know I'm saying this, but people might not believe me and I really don't care, but that was in no form of attacking anyone in particular. I think this just me having my podcast just makes me be open about even things that I sit back and think about in the future. I've sat down. I've had conversations with myself. I've thought in my head, damn, at some point I could lose one of my favorite cousins because they might not be happy for me. They might not like that I'm doing something better for myself and that I'm making it. They might not. And it's okay. And I have to prepare myself for that. I've had those conversations. So I think just being able to explore that, you know, idea that this could be something that happens on my podcast, people might think, you know, I'm trying to target them. But I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. Trust me. I'm not. All right. So let's move on. In the social media category, What I am pursuing to do at this moment is become a content creator, and put myself out there. I think, okay, here we go. We about to go back into the family thing. I think what has held me back, and this isn't no excuse, is the idea that I have a very, not a very, but I keep putting that very word because very, I think, makes it extra. So I'm just going to say I have a older generational family. Not all my family, but I respect so much my elders and their opinions about things. I respect it so fucking much. So much. Like, my grandma and grandpa are everything to me. and they back me up 1,000,000%, but they have their opinions. And I feel like if I become that content creator that does stuff on social media and it might go viral, then I think in the back of my head, like, am I doing harm? Not physical harm, but like emotional harm to the people that I respect and love and, you know, trust. Because, you know, what if I did OnlyFans? I'm not, but what if I did OnlyFans? There's people out here who just don't give a fuck. They're doing it for them, you know, it's that their money move, and that's what they want to do. And I think that they don't, some people might, you know, hide it. Some people might, you know, say, I don't give a fuck what my family think. Some people might, you know, get it and hear it from their family, you're a disgrace, blah, 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 blah. And they stop. But see, that's what I don't want to do. But that's where I'm at. I'm at a point where it's like I'm turning over a leaf to say, this is not for you. This is for me. And what's for me, ultimately, it's going to be and benefit you. Because when I'm up, then you know, whatever you need, you got. But I think it's more about dignity for them and just, I don't think it's going to be easy when I put out my YouTube channel or even with this podcast. I literally try. I have a mouth of a sailor. I'm not going to lie. I do curse a lot. And I feel like I hold back my cursing because I know some of my family are probably listening. I'm grown as fuck, but I know that someone is listening and I just want to be respectful. But just don't listen if it affects you, because you curse too. Now, am I about to sit there and be like, so what the fuck did y'all do today in front of them? No, but I'm on a platform and I'm entertaining and also communicating and building with other people, not with you. So you shouldn't take effect to what I'm saying or how I say it. It's how I think. And I'm not saying that this is how they are thinking, but because of how I know my family to be, and I'm not saying just my grandma, grandpa, I'm not, but how I know my family to be, this is the idea of what I think or how I think they'll react if I sent them a link to my podcast. And I'm talking about, yeah, so this motherfucker is just so shitty ass weird and I just fucking hate that bitch, you know? That's why I put explicit on my podcast, even though it's really not. But yeah, see, I as a content creator, you create content and you explore your ideas and your artistry in your way. And in my way, it might be some things that I do or say or feel, and they might not like it. They just not gonna like it at this point, because this is for me. It's not for no one else but me. And I love that. I love that I have that mindset now. I really do. Because here's the real, like, funny part. I'm about to start having sex talks on my podcast. It's about to be some sex conversations. I'm about to have people on. It's going to start to feel more comfortable. Well, it already has. And the more I put myself out there, I feel like the more it's going to, you know, be a little bit more spicier. Because I'm a very, you know, I'm an explicit person. I might seem all shy and not. And that's another thing. Y'all, I'm not a woman. I'm a man. I think my voice is just very light and light sounding. But I'm a male. I'm not a female. No one said that. Like, stranger-wise, but my family did. Who was that? Oh, my aunt. When she heard it, she was like, wait, you sound like a woman. Is that you? And I'm like, yeah, that's me. And I'm like, maybe someone else is feeling that way, too. So, just to let you guys know, I am a male. I don't know if I should talk like this or if I should have it. That's not my voice, though, so I can't do that. But, yeah. Let's move on. With these things that I'm pulling out of my hat to start, one being like being a content creator on social media. I know that I have ideas lined up. I cook a lot. People love my cooking. People love watching me post what I cook. Making videos and putting that out there, I think is going to be very, very great. I just brought a Canon G7X camera, which is a camera I've been wanting to have for like the last 7 years. I know I'm late to the game, but I just got one yesterday. So vlogs, it's going to be a lot of good things coming. And I know my expectations for like the next 6 months of my life is going to be of this year, not my life. Oh my gosh, I said 6 months of my life. But the next six months that remains in this year is going to be just growth, you know, exposure. And with all of that, monetization, I'm going to monetize it. So let's just hope for the best and keep working hard. Now it is time to get into the Reddit reads of the week. I've only pulled two. Just because, like I said, we had a full episode last week of all Reddit reads. So I figured let's just down it down with two this week. And let's make them about social media. I still haven't recovered the password. I don't know what's been on my mind to not remember to do that. I will right after the show. I write it down while I'm recording. Change Twitter theme. And then what was it? Oh, see? Forgot. Recover Reddit password. All right, so, and then once I do that, hopefully, like, by episode 4 or 5, we'll have questions up. I just stuck it right in front of my face so I won't forget. So, let's get into the first Reddit read of the day, which comes from r/self-improvementer. It says posted by r/self-improvementer, and my proof is too big to fit. Oh, okay. The question is, has anyone had a social media detox? Does it really make as big as of an impact as people claim it to be? I feel like that was all said wrong. Which social media did you delete? What were some of the immediate and long-term changes? Were there any significant downsides or anything that you didn't expect? Feel free to share your experience. I'm interested to know. Well, I've taken multiple social media detoxes. I wouldn't say none of them were like extreme. Oh, well, no, I took an extreme Facebook detox, and I did that from, I remember the dates, March of 2018 till the month I started my business, which was October of 2020. How long is that? That's 2 years, right? Yep, two years. So I took a two and a half year Facebook detox, and that was just because Facebook was very toxic and it was very negative. Every time I was on there, it was someone arguing and I would get hooked into looking in the comments. Then, you know, I'd be like, oh my gosh, this person is going live. And it was just so much at that time. And I was like, this is not what I want. I ultimately changed a lot when I ended the Facebook. I was unemployed. I wasn't making any money. And I was kind of falling in that trap of just being a bum. And I'm not saying anyone who does that is a bum. But in my definition, that's where I was going, into a bum-like state. So I did delete Facebook off my phone. I didn't open it at all. Well, I think I did one time on my birthday, just because I think one of my cousins said, hey, there's people posting on your wall on your birthday. And I think that was like in 2020. And I was just like, oh, okay. And I still didn't reply. I didn't even say thank you. I just looked. I think I logged in, looked, and I was just like, oh, well, okay, thank you in my head. And then I just deleted it again. But once my business started to go into, you know, launch mode, and, you know, I was trying to market myself, I ultimately had to, you know, reactivate my Facebook and, you know, start posting just to let people know and relying on that, oh, these are my friends and family, so they're going to support me. I could have kept that shit deleted. But it was very healing as far as not actually seeing that negativity in my face and having access to it in my hand. I was very hooked, and I still am hooked on Instagram. I love Instagram. Instagram is more positive to me because I don't look at the comments. And a lot of people that I follow on Instagram, I don't know them, like, personally. They're just someone who maybe inspires me, somebody who, you know, cooks, someone who works out, someone who, you know, I don't know many of the people. So, it's more of an inspiration to me. It's like my own Pinterest. But I've taken detoxes from Instagram as well. Snapchat, I really don't get on Twitter. Well, I do have a fake Twitter. And that's, if you know, you know why. But let me think. What else social media? I was on this toxic app called Bego. Still get on there, kind of not, you know, really. Got snaked on there, so I don't really much get on there anymore. Shout out to the snakes that snaked me on there. We'll talk about that one day. But yeah, I did detox. I detoxed all social media at one point. I think I just, you know, stayed off my phone and tried to be out more. I don't really remember how it made me feel. I don't think I lasted very long. But yeah, maybe you should try it, I guess. Oh, this shit was posted a year ago. It says 1YR.ago. So, oh, and it has 24 comments. So who knows? Maybe they did it and they liked it. Maybe they're still on a detox, so they will never see this. Because Reddit, I think, is social media. But yeah, that was an interesting question. Next one is, do y'all flex money on social media, and what's your thoughts on people that do? 144 people say yes. 1.6K said no. Wow. I don't. I don't flex my money on social media. I have, but I don't now. I think that's kind of past its era. It's kind of corny now. I think your success should be your biggest flex. Maybe what you've purchased is different from what you have. So, like, if you purchase a home or a new car, that is a better flex to me than posting money. I don't feel like money. You could be holding your rent money, and you want people to think that this is just money you have out of nowhere. I just don't think flexing money is a flex. I think it's more of just, I don't know, like, maybe just validation. Like, you want people to validate you as someone who you probably are, but you don't want them to think you are, which is broke. I mean, we know people who aren't broke. When the celebrities who do that shit, I still think it's corny. Because, like, we know you're rich as fuck. So why the fuck do you have to flash money to show? Now, that's different. If you, like, you know, recording and you put the money in, like, you sing or rap and whatever. But people who just literally post and they count, I don't know. I think it's just it's like case by case. Depends on the person as well. I think if you want to flex something, show off the house that you just brought. Not the address, but just, you know, I brought me a new house, brought me a new car. You know, invested in something that I wanted. That stuff is different to me. Like me, I made a little purchase and I brought me a hookah. It wasn't expensive. Well, I mean, I guess it was expensive. It was like 100 and something after I brought everything, including the hookah. And you don't know how bad I wanted to smoke this hookah while I was recording, but I'm like, nah. Y'all hear me knocking on the glass? I've always wanted to have my own hookah. So yeah. I'm not gonna. Well, I did post it, but I didn't post me swiping my card. For one, I don't even keep cash like that. I use my card. So what am I gonna do? Flash my, you know, Amex, flash my Wells Fargo, my Chase. I have a lot of banks. My First National, what, my Chime. What am I gonna do? Flash my cards? Cause I don't keep cash. And if I do keep cash, or if I do have a large sum of cash, it's because I'm about to go use it at that moment. So if you're someone who does flash your money, just stay safe. Because that's also a way for your ass to get robbed. Or, you know, you might not even have the money on you when you get robbed, but they think you do, and then you're just robbed for no reason. So, I don't know. Let's change that. Let's just stop flexing. A lot of people said they don't, so that's good. If you do, let us know why you do it. Maybe we can get some understanding on it. But that is all for Ready Reads. That's just two questions. Let's move on. So I did end up checking my email. Let me go back to it. And I do have an email, and I just want to give a heads up. I know who this person is because they said their name. But let's just read it. Okay. So this is, it says, hold on. Let me go back. Okay, I think they got it a little confused because the subject says Solo Chats Reddit Reads, and they spelled Reddit different, okay? It says, reaching out, hey, Sully Cell. Oh my God, that is my nickname to my family. Hey, Sully Cell, you see my email name so you know who this is, but I want to remain, they spell anonymous wrong, anonymous, maybe that's why. I just want to say I'm so proud of you. I only wish I had courage like the younger generation to put myself out there and be a gossip YouTuber. LOL. I'm so addicted to watching those things, but I wanted to ask you what made you start a podcast and how has it helped you since I... Wait, what? And how has it helped you since I... Okay, that's weird. See, when I read it wrong, it just makes me have like a brain fart. How has it helped you since you started? I love you and you know I'm a listen every week. Okay, so first off, we're going to get you a dictionary. And should I like comment like on, like should I reply to the email as I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Okay, let's try it. Okay, reply. Okay, so I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this. Cause this is my first like email from my family. Hey, okay, yeah, I'm gonna keep you anonymous. I'm proud. Thank you for being proud of me. I only wish I had courage like the younger. And you're not that far older than me. You're like maybe 6 years. I don't even think you're 30 yet. So you still are part of my generation. So you can still be a gossip YouTuber. I think I know what you mean by that. Because I do watch people who like, you know, do stories on people in the industry of like celebrities or even YouTube celebrities. I'm so addicted. What made you start a podcast? All right. So what made me start a podcast was I've always wanted to do YouTube. And I've said this before, if you were watching, cousin. I've always wanted to do YouTube. I've uploaded, deleted, then uploaded, kept, then uploaded, deleted. I was very inconsistent. And I think it was just a lot to do with my insecurities of my weight and even my skin, and just holding myself back, not allowing myself to be me on camera and posting it without judging myself. Fuck the judgment of others. It was me judging myself the most. So I thought about it, and podcasts helped me a lot. So I was like, why not do a podcast? Brought all the stuff that I needed. I already had my computer. And here we are, 2 years later. How's that? Okay, and so it's helped me because I'm ready. I'm ready for YouTube now. Brought the camera yesterday, and I am ready. Like, I'm ready to start the vlogging, start the content, start the cooking. And it also has helped me be able to just have a, what is that word? Kind of just like a release. Like, it helped me release a lot of my inner thoughts. Like, right now there's no one around me, but I know people are going to hear this, but I'm just speaking my mind, speaking it out rather than just talking to myself or in my head about things. I'm just more of, you know, spilling it into a microphone and uploading it to the world wide web. So it's just helped me a little bit with confidence. I'm still, in my heart of hearts, insecure about my weight, insecure about my skin, but I'm not going to let that hold me back. I think if we hold ourselves back of what we're insecure about, we will never be or do what we want to do. So why sit here and wait until I'm 90 pounds, aka I never want to be that small, don't even want to be in the hundreds, probably not even in the light 200s. I'd rather be in the late 200s than the light 200s. But, you know, just it's helped me with my confidence. I've had people subscribe. You know, we're over 300 subscribers on all platforms combined. So I think it helps me with my confidence, and that's the whole reason why I started it. So yeah, I like that question. Please, y'all, email me some more questions at solochatspodcast@gmail.com. Just like my cousin, should I expose who this is? No, I'm not gonna do that. But I didn't even type. Okay, I'm not replying to her. She gonna hear the. She said, I love you, and you know I'm gonna listen every week. So she just heard what I said. So yeah, I think that that actually probably is a very good question, because I think I said that maybe in the first episode why I started a podcast, but maybe people haven't heard that first episode. It's still up. But yeah. It's crazy how I just got my camera yesterday. I'm recording today, and I'm getting ready to embark on a new journey. Doesn't mean I'm stopping my podcast at all. This is a forever type thing, but that's just very, very exciting. So thank you. I was about to say your name. Thank you for emailing me. I appreciate it. So with this episode coming to an end, I just want to say, you guys look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm glad I have my support. We've hit, again, 200 views on the first episode of season 3. And I'm excited because I just thought that the momentum and the support was probably going to be gone. But it's still there. This is actually one of my top 3 episodes. Well, not this one, but the last week episode. So I'm excited. And I just want to say thank you. Keep supporting, please. Follow me, or not me, but you can follow me at Solo Season on Instagram, CelloSzn. Or you can follow the podcast Solo Chats on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Google, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Overcast, and Amazon are actually pending, so look out for that. iHeartRadio was something I still haven't got on top of. Sorry. And Stitcher. I kind of think I just gave it up on that. just because I'm supposed to have like this cold. It's complicated. But yeah, follow or listen on one of those platforms. Make sure you like and rate the show. If you have something you would like to advertise for free, email me, tweet me. Let's have a conversation. I'm thinking the next episode is going to be a guest, but I'm just waiting for that final touch of approval. Once I do get that, then we'll get to filming, hopefully this week. So therefore, by next week, we'll have the podcast ready for uploading. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for your support. Again, let me get started on these little chores I wrote down. And I will see, I'm already good at the YouTube. I'll see you next week. No, I'll talk to y'all next week.